Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the House of Representatives on Thursday passed its newest version of the Farm Bill in a 224-200 vote without including provisions to allow for year-round E15 sales. Now, the vote came after lawmakers also voted to strip provisions from the bill that would have benefited the pesticide industry. After a very contentious day on Wednesday, driven primarily by Republican divisions on E15, lawmakers began debating amendments to the bill essentially overnight. The House then came back Thursday morning to vote on several amendments and pass the bill. 14 Democrats sided with 209 Republicans to pass the bill. The Farm Bill now advances to the U.S. Senate, which will need to either take up the House version of the bill or draft its own version. The Senate will need a bipartisan 60-vote majority to pass. But at least one major hurdle has finally been crossed, although a lot of work still remains to get it through the U.S. Senate and, of course, on to President Trump's signature, which will then finally get some new farm legislation into the hands of America's farmers and ranchers. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.